Welcome to the Brian D. O'Leary Show. This is your home for serious content amidst an unserious world.
All right, welcome back to the Brian D. O'Leary Show. BrianDOleary.com is where you go for all that stuff. Been making some improvements on the website. There you can find links to our new show, the Natural Order Podcast, and my show is the Brian D. O'Leary Show, the O'Leary Review Podcast. And today, I don't know if it sounds any different, but I'm trying something new. I'm on my daily walk and decided to, I'm running out of time in the day to finish a lot of the tasks I have planned out, and things come up and my schedule gets busted. So we got to do what we can when we can. So I'm on a walk recording the podcast, and we'll see how it works out. And if you're hearing this, it works out great, or works out fine anyway. So what I got in mind today? A lot of things going on. I'm not a huge fan of barstool sports. I remember when it first kind of started in Boston, and I admire the entrepreneurial spirit of them over there. But it's just not my style, and it's a lot of people's style. They're made a lot of money selling their business to Penn Gaming, and the controversy today. I'm not really entirely sure what it was all about, but it sounds like one of the guys, sounds like a pretty popular guy with a podcast on Barstool, he was doing some rap video or reading rap lyrics, and some uncouth, racially insensitive lyrics popped up. He read them. Sounded like he was immediately shocked, and he knew that he did something wrong by reading whatever particular lyric or word he said. I don't know exactly what it was. Didn't watch it. Didn't see it. Just heard about it. And the people at Penn Gaming fired the guy. Sounds like he was key employee or a key figure in the whole operation. So a lot of the Barstool fans are coming down on the whole thing, saying that Barstool's turned into a woke company. It's an interesting way of thinking about it. I don't know if it's entirely true. Like I said from the beginning, they're just not my style. But they've really focused by being part of Penn Gaming. They've turned their focus more on the sports gambling, and they have a pretty popular online sports book that competes with FanDuel and these other ones. And I don't have much against sports gambling. It's just I don't do it. I don't particularly like it. It doesn't add anything for me. Like, I know it does for a lot of people that actually do it. I come from a different perspective, but that's neither here nor there. What happened is what it sounds like. They had to fire this guy, and Dave Portnoy, who's called the president. I don't know exactly his title over there at Barstool. He founded the whole thing. He had a video, I guess, denouncing the firing and saying he was against it, but he had to do it anyway because they're compromised to some degree, or a large degree, really, by being owned now in full, I believe, by Penn Gaming. And Penn Gaming, this is interesting part of the Portnoy's video that I did watch, where he said that Penn Gaming is multi-billion dollar company. And they're entirely dependent on having all the gambling licenses within each state that they operate in order to make money, because it turns them from a multi-billion dollar company to essentially zero. They depend on these licenses, which is a whole nother problem with, as I see it, the licensure. But again, I think that might be a topic for us to explore on the Natural Order podcast one of these days, where we talk about stuff like that more in depth. But the way I see it, anyway, kind of aside from the political philosophy angle of it, is that I'm of two minds. Yeah, I'm all for these folks making money whenever they can and however they can, but to be entirely dependent on one thing is not a good way to go. this whole thing could crumble. Now, I was in a business where not similar insofar as sports gambling and all this stuff, but when I was driving a taxi cab, that was a similar deal. So when Uber and Lyft and all these other things started coming in, and basically creating more of a marketplace, my job stunk. It was a pretty good job, and I liked it. As I tell people, it's probably one of my favorite jobs I've ever done, by and large, for the most part. And I worked 12 hours a day, 5, 6, 7 days a week. And I liked it a lot. And I'd drive around, talk to people, you know, some parts of it, ultimately. And maybe it's rose-colored glasses, but I did like it quite a bit. But it was entirely dependent on having like city licenses to do your job. And you had to pay them your pound of flesh in order to even have a job. And the company is not entirely, but pretty much dependent on having these licenses, limited licenses handed out by government. So nobody else can compete. I think at one time, perhaps, it could have been appropriate, that model. But, you know, at that point in time, I was just looking for a job, and I thought it was a cool job, and it was, and I liked it. But, you know, same thing goes with barbers in most places, hairstylists, all this stuff. They just have to, you can't have a job cutting hair unless you have one of these limited licenses from the government. It seems, it doesn't seem, but it is a bit crazy. So anyway, my point with the barstool thing is that now they're afraid that their entire business could go down, because even though Barstool is a small part of the whole Penn empire, as I see it, or as I understand it anyway, the whole Barstool portion of it could go down if people don't like what they've done, because they kind of stood up against all this woke nonsense for a long time, and now are being compromised by it. And like I said, I think the guy who, you know, is at the center of the controversy, he's immediately remorseful, knew what he did wrong, apologized, but I think the hammer came down really quickly, because Penn is afraid, perhaps rightfully so, that having a guy like that, or having somebody saying things like whatever he said, can cause them to lose their license in whatever state, and whatever state regulator has the whim to just cancel them. It's very possible. And it's a thorny issue, and there's no real good way out of it. It's a bit messy there at Barstool, and a lot of fans, and you know, Twitter, they say, is not real life, and I agree, but you know, it's where you get the reaction now. Like, I don't watch cable news like I did. That model's broken. I think the Twitter model, social media model, is a bit broken also, as you know, compromised incentive structure and all that stuff, but it's there nonetheless, and you can see real-time reaction from real people and the backlash against Barstool letting this happen, and is huge, I think. I mean, he was on the trending part of Twitter, and I have a feeling that they're going to take a big hit. How big of a hit percentage-wise, I'm really not sure. I'm not in the prediction game as far as that goes, but it's I think they're going to lose a lot of business and a lot of customers. And I don't know what their primary line of business is. I think now it is this sports book, but they have a whole bunch of stuff within under the Barstool umbrella. They have a bunch of podcasts and shows, and they even run a bowl game, for crying out loud. Multi-prong business deal there. But I imagine their huge revenue stream is the sportsbook now, especially, you know, the fact that they're under that Penn umbrella. So I don't know where they're going to go. I don't care either way if Barstool succeeds or fails. I have no interest in that either way. However, when apologies, you know, when you have when a person gives a sincere apology, or at least on the surface appears to be sincere, and it's not even considered, really. I don't know where we go with that in our culture. Because the guy, it sounds like, a suspension may have been in order, sounds like, or a dock in pay, or, you know, I think a suspension probably would have been the best move, knowing what I know. And I don't know all the facts on the ground there, but the guy lost his job. I don't know where he's going to go. I mean, sounds like he's a popular guy and can bounce back somewhere, but probably not to the degree that he was successful at Barstool, but who knows? The guy's name was Mintz, I believe, M-I-N-T-Z. I know nothing about him other than that. Name rings a bell for, you know, following Barstool at a distance for a few or several years now. Gosh, a long time. But like I said, I'm not a huge consumer of their products or podcasts or anything like that. Portnoy, who, you know, there's some good things about him and some really just abhorrent things about the guy. But generally speaking, I kind of like the guy. He's a pretty entertaining fellow. He's beside himself to a point that he still has his job and his buddy doesn't have his job. And where do you go with that? I don't know. That's another really interesting question or subject to talk about, because do you really believe that this is the bad thing or worse or terrible thing that it is? Then you'd stand up for your buddy. But on the other hand, to Portnoy's defense, everybody knew the guidelines going in that if something like this happened, and apparently from what it sounds like, similar things may have happened with Barstool in the past. I don't know. Some of the listeners here could probably tell me more than I can find out for myself. But they knew going in that this was a problem. He's still upset about, or Portnoy anyway, is still upset about the thing. Kind of went off on a rant. But I don't know. Why do you come out with it at all? Why don't you just give a statement or something? It's kind of struck me as a slight virtue signaling. And it's not what I like to see. And I think maybe that's where the people online are coming from, saying that, you know, Barstool's, you know, I'm not, you know, like, I see a lot of these things. I'm no longer going to do their sports book or be a fan or follow or whatever it is. I don't really care. Does it really matter what sports book you use? I don't know. If it's an online sports book, I have no idea if it matters which one you use. It could very well matter. It could be like they're the best one. I have no idea. But if they're the best one, why wouldn't you continue to use it? I don't know. So that's where I'm on that. I think it's, again, like a probably way blown out of proportion. But I don't know where this Mintz fella can bounce back. But that is why, I mean, long story of basically why I think or believe, really, that you shouldn't depend on just one thing. So I'm trying to build systems in place so that these type of things never happen And it's hard. It's hard to build this by yourself and or with the help of a few others. But really, I'm doing this all on my own. My podcast, my websites, my podcasts, websites, email, newsletter, all that stuff. And further business lines of business where if one goes, one really doesn't work, then I got something else. You know, even this week, I committed to, we'll see what happens here the course of the week, but I've committed, and then we got a lawnmower, neighbor's lawnmower going off, but I've committed to going to YouTube and putting some of my stuff on YouTube. I've been pretty hesitant to do that over the years because I'm a podcaster. All right. Consider myself, but YouTube has podcasts. They're just a little different form, and I don't know exactly how this is going to go, but I've committed to putting this stuff on YouTube. Maybe we can get some more people on our side. People like serious content amidst an unserious culture, and I'll let everybody know when some of my stuff comes out on YouTube and where to go exactly for that. I haven't set that up entirely. I'm just not entirely clear on the whole thing. But I'm also hesitant to use YouTube solely for video. So we'll branch out and put our stuff on different video channels. I've used Odyssey in the past, and I like them. And we'll probably go back to do an Odyssey or something, but the one hesitancy I've had, not to give away secrets, or not secrets, but just my own struggles with the whole, what they say, content creation stuff, is that if I put out a video and put out this podcast or whatever, it's essentially duplicating my work, just busy work almost. I'd rather just do more podcasts, but I think there's a way around it, or if not a way around it, a way to make it work better. So, we'll see. So look forward to that. Tomorrow, Thursdays, I've got scheduled, if you're listening to this, I don't know when you'd be listening to it, but on Thursdays, it's my intention to drop the Natural Order podcast. So look forward to an episode tomorrow. I'm not going to give it away quite yet what it is, but you'll see when it comes out. Just make sure to get on our email list. You can go to briandeolary.com. There's a prompt there for sign up for our email list. It's at the top of the page on most browsers. If not, just you can contact us any number of ways. And then hop on over to naturalorderpodcast.com, and the link should be there. And I have to do a couple more things on the website. You might have already happened by the time you hear this, but go over and punch that Natural Order button and hop on our email list over there, because we're doing daily emails too. And it's not stuff that's going to clog up your inbox. It's short, sweet, prescient emails that might help you out. And you don't have to take action on every single one. That's part of the problem I see with a lot of the content creation people. They're needy. We're not needy over here. They're needy. They need you to click and buy things from them all the time. It's like, well, I'm offering you things that might help you. That's what I'm here for. I don't need you to buy things from me. I'd like it, because I think it'll make your life better. Or if you support me by, you know, people have been doing like the buy me a coffee thing, which I have, like, just, hey, a few bucks to buy a coffee. Well, if you enjoy listening to this podcast, well, click that button too. And it doesn't cost you much. I don't expect everybody to pay like $5 a month or $5 a podcast. It sounds silly, because we've got a lot of other podcasts to listen to out there, and stuff to watch on TV, and pretty soon you're paying money to every single person. But the goal here, one of the secrets maybe, perhaps, is that you get enough people on your side and the way you think about things. And a lot of these people, you might be included. I don't know. Don't know everybody who's listening, but that's why I said get on the email list. We'll find out. But we get more of us. And I can do more of this every day. Talking to some people, and they say, well, you don't need to do more. You need to do better. Well, it's like, well, you do both. I would much rather spend my time researching topics and talking into the microphone for you folks rather than building out my websites, editing podcasts, although I enjoy all of it. I enjoy the work. Don't get me wrong. And it's the most rewarding jobs, I guess, if that's what you call it, that I've done. And I enjoy it because I'm getting better at everything, particularly the web design and the audio editing. It's like a long slog to get decent at it, to be at a professional level. I don't want to, my goal is not just to kind of, like I've said in the past, it's not just like sit here and chat in the microphone or talk with people and expect people to, money to roll in. It's about what we have to say, how we say it, and getting people on our side. And frankly, I would like more podcasters out there like us. Not the same. Alike. Similar. That we can all kind of band together, whether you're under my banner or not. We need more people out there like us. Or just support those same people, one or the other, because we saw what happened with, talked about it last week a little bit, with the whole Tucker Carlson thing. And, I mean, I generally like Tucker Carlson, or have in the past. There's some things that he said that are insane that I don't agree with at all. But, like, I often tell people, like, if you're here to agree with me on everything I say, like, that's great. I like that. But I've never met a single person in this world that I've lived on for almost a half century that shares my politics lockstep or my outlook on the world lockstep. That person is singular in this world. It's me. So, like, that's what I was saying. You want similar people. Like, if you don't like my style, you don't like my content, I want to point you, well, not like my content, you might not like my style or everything I say, but I want to point you to different folks out there that you might like, that I like. And, we've linked to a lot of the podcasts we've done with other folks, and had podcasts where I go on and I tell you about the shows I like. Today is not necessarily one of those days, but you can go back in the archives, and we'll certainly, if you continue listening, we got a, they're certain to be talked about in the future. So anyhow, that's a long way of saying I appreciate the time that you put in listening to the Brian D. O'Leary Show and all our associated podcasts and reading what we have to say on a regular basis. Go to briandoleary.com for more. And if you get to the end of this podcast, it means that I've got to the end of the podcast too. And my recording worked. And my walking and podcasting thing just might be a thing in the future. So once again, briandoleary.com. And that's my dog barking. So I think it is time to officially go. All right. Bye-bye.